是
Our theme today is wonderful promise.
下面的时间交给我们的讲员邵晨光院长。
Let's welcome our speaker today, President Dr. Shao, and translator is Teacher Paul Liu.
我想教给大教大家一首希伯来的歌。
I would like to teach you a Hebrew song.
今天在以色列有很多信主的犹太人。
There are a lot of Jewish believers in Israel nowadays.
他们称为弥赛亚的这些犹太人 Messianic Jew.
They are called Messianic Jews.
这首歌是从诗篇一百十八篇的第一节拿过来的。
This is quoted from Psalm 118, verse 1.
这个中文我翻译放在右边，其实是按照它的拍来写下来。
So you can hear the Chinese, you can see the Chinese from the right side.
因他的慈爱永远长存是诗篇，或是今天我们祷告的当中经常提起的。
We often mention that his love remains forever.
跟今天我们主席唱的歌很类似，感谢主感动他唱慈爱的歌。
As our MC sang earlier, the song is very similar.
神的慈爱真的是永远长存，这是大卫盟约里面的一个应许。
God's love remains forever. This is the promise that David got from God.
先稍微解释这个希伯来里面讲的这个 hodu 就是称谢的一个命令词。
Let's see the word hodu. That's thanksgiving or giving thanks.
Ladonai 就是向我们的主 ，Ladonai 就是向他来称谢。
Ladonai is like to our Lord.
To the Lord. To the Lord. Kitov, key 是因为。
Kitov is because.
Tov 呢是好。
Tov is good.
所以今天你要跟人家讲一句希伯来话 ，Boker Tov， 你今天。Good morning， 这是英文的这个 Good morning， 就是 Boker Tov， 就是那个 Tov。
Boker Tov nowadays is addressed as Good morning。
假如人家问你 Muslim 哈，你好不好？你如果说好，你就说 Tov， 呀、yeah, 好。
When you respond good, you say Tov。
Ki leolam hasdo， 因他的慈爱永远长存。
And then you see Ki leolam hasdo because his love remains forever。
Hasdo 是他的慈爱。
Hasdov
是他的慈爱。
He's a loving kindness.
Olam 是永永远远。
Olam is forever and ever.
Key 就是因为。
Key is because or for.
好，我们请这个为了让大家听得更清楚，我请这个那边广播，yeah.
So let's hear from the sound system.
Dulan Kitov Hodu Naudu Hodu 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 Ladanai Kitov这是他的音调。噜啦哆奈基托，伊特勒奥拉哈斯哆，哆吼哆吼哆吼哆吼哆啦哆奈基托，吼哆吼哆吼哆吼。Odu Ladanai Kito Odu Ladanai Kito Odu Ladanai Kito 再来一次好吗？ Yeah. 他把这个最短的录下来，我不晓得长一点为什么。拉德奈基托，哦哦对哦，拉姆哈斯多，
Adul Adonai ki tov, ite olam hasdov. Thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Forever he is kind. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Forever he is kind. Oh do, oh do, oh do, oh do, oh do, la da na ki to. Oh do, oh do, oh do, oh do, oh do, la da na ki to. Adonai ki to ki le olam hasto odul Adonai ki to ki le olam hasto. Thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Forever to the Lord, for he is good. Spread your young time kindness. Do, hold, 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 Nike to.
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你的慈爱永远长存。我们来到你面前，我们求你让我们享受你的慈爱，也让我们做忠心的仆人来服侍你。Lord, we pray that all of us not only receive blessings from you, especially the loving kindness that comes from you. May you bless us, O Lord, and allow us to be faithful servant. And may you continue to nurture us and train us to be someone will be of use by you in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. 这一年当中我强调的是神的呼召，在神这个侍奉当中神的一些恩典。
I've been emphasizing God's calling this year and his grace in our ministry.
For the sake of the English group, maybe I should switch it. Yeah. 我们we thank God because God is alive and in our midst.
我们感谢神，因为神是活的，他在我们当中。
I think all of us know that a very phrase in New Testament: "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you."
我们都很熟悉圣经的话，先寻求他的国、他的义，所有这一切都会加给你们。
That is really a general promise given to those who seek God's kingdom.
当然，还有对于那些寻求上帝国的人，有那个有更广的应许。
But for those who serve God, what are the blessings?
但是对那些侍奉神的人有什么样的祝福呢？
I think one time the disciple of Jesus come to him and said, "What can we gain by serving you? Or what places would you place us in your kingdom?"
有一次门徒来问耶稣说：“我们侍奉你得到什么呢？你在天国中给我们什么样的位置呢？”
And today I like to affirm proudly that God will bless those who serve him.
今天我们也盼望神会祝福那些侍奉他的人。
And through 2 Samuel 7, his love endures forever for those who serve him.
在撒母耳下记我们看到他的爱对那些侍奉他的人是永远长存的。
Today we are dealing with a very important passage in Old Testament.
今天我们看一节旧约非常重要的经文。
Aside from dealing with its important aspect of this chapter, we are going to talk about its application to all of us.
我们要看一看这段经文对我们每一个人的应用有什么样的应用。
For some of you who like what you call outline, I give you an outline of 2 Samuel 7.
你们喜欢大纲的，我也给你们在撒母耳记下第七章的一个大纲。
It's a simple.Outline of 3-point outline, building a temple, building a house, and offering a prayer.
就是三点的大纲，建造殿宇，建立家室，感恩的祷告。
But for our emphasis, we like to go on to a very simple outline for sermon.
但是我们想用一个简单的，用简单的这个信息来讲这场道。
David would like to build a temple for God.
大卫希望为上帝建造殿宇。
And that word is bayit.
那个词就是 bayit, 就是房屋。
And God said, I will build your house. I will build your family.
神却说我要建造你的家室，我要建造你的家庭。
And that is the same word, bayit.
这个也是同样的词 bayit.
And I think all of us know that there are many words that can be applied to different meaning.
当然我们都知道这个圣经中很多的词是一词多义的。
And right here, the Lord said, I will build your family, I will build a royal dynasty.
这边神说我要建造你的家室，我要建造你的王室。
Please turn with me to chapter 7, verse 19.
我们来看一下那个第七章第十九十九节。
And here, let's read the Chinese first, and then let's read the English.
七章第十九节，主耶和华，你觉得这不够，这还不够，你还要施恩赐福给你仆人的后代。
好，
十九，主耶和华，这样的福分岂是常人可以得到的？
常人可以得到的。Let's read 7:19, and I'm reading from NIV. And as if this were not enough in your sight, O Sovereign Lord.You have also spoken about the future of the house of your servant. Is this your usual way of dealing with man, O sovereign Lord? And that word, dealing with man, or the usual way of dealing with man, in Hebrew, that's Torah Ha-Adam. 你给人的这个律法和人的指导 the teaching or blessings that you will give to man.
这边谈到那个他给人的这个非常的福分。
And in Old Testament, after David, a word was commonly uttered. That's the loving kindness or chesed of God.
这个在旧约里面，大卫常常提到那个慈爱，那个 chesed。
If you look at Old Testament, especially towards the end.Ki hasdo leolam, for his love endures forever.
当你们看旧约，尤其快要结束的时候，你常常看到他的慈爱永远长存。
And unfortunately, that word chesed is translated differently in different versions.
当然很不幸，这个 chesed 这个慈爱这个词在不同的章节呢有不同的翻译。
In some version, they would write loving kindness.
有些翻成那个慈爱。
RSV, they translate as steadfast love, 坚韧的爱，持久的爱。
RSV 翻成是那个持久的爱。
And this word is given not only to David and his son, but also to everyone who are serving God.
这个爱不只是赐给大卫和他的后裔，而是赐给所有侍奉神的人。
David wanting to build a temple for God.
大卫希望为神建造殿。
And that word bayit is repeated 15 times in the book or in this chapter alone.
这个词，这个 bayit 这个词在这一章里面就出现了十五次吗？
十五次。And One time it is really narrated by the narrator. That's in verse 1.
在第一节这个叙述的人就是撒母耳，他提到了。
And then God is the one who revealed this loving kindness in verse 5, 6, 7, 11, 13, and 16.
然后在后面的章节里面，我们持续看到这个词的出现。
And David is the one who talks also about this word, by it.
大卫也提到这个词 by it.
And what do we mean by this house or this word by it in this chapter alone?
到底在这一章里面，这个词 "by it" 到底是什么意思呢
？First of all, it would mean his own palace. That's in verse 1 and 2.
在第一节、第二节这边是指那个殿，宫殿。
And David has already in chapter 7 verse 2 said, "I have been living in the palace of cedar."
第七节，大卫说我一直住在这个香柏木的殿宇里面。
第二节。And then he wants to build God.A beautiful place of that is built with cedar.
他也想用香柏木为上帝建造殿宇。
And he really want to build something for our Lord, a temple.
他真的希望为上帝建造一座殿宇。
But the Lord said, "What I want to do is I want to build your house."
但上帝却说，我想做的就是要建立你的家室。
So for those who are serving God, just like David.We can receive blessings from God.
对于我们这些侍奉神的人，我们也可以从上帝那里得到应许，得到祝福。
And David, in this particular chapter, it deals with a few important things. The word forever, that word forever.
这边也提到这个永远。
And right here, that word forever is can be applicable to His kingdom that is forever.
这个词可以用于他的那个王朝。
And I don't think I need to convince you that the southern kingdom, the tribe of Judah, received special blessings from God because of this covenant.
我也想提醒你们，因为南国就是犹大国，因为这个应许，他们也从上帝那里得到特别的祝福。
Not every one of them is a good king.
不是每一个人都是好的王。
But because of God's covenant, God made it applicable.His loving kindness endures forever for the southern kingdom.
但是因为神的约，因为神的爱，他的爱就像南国呢，永远长存。
And all the Judahite king received these blessings because they have a great descent ancestor called David.
南国的所有的王，他们都领受了赐福，因为他们有一个伟大的王，就是大卫王。
And brother and sister, we cannot boast.It comes actually from our God who wants to give.
弟兄姊妹们，其实是我们的上帝，他愿意赐福。
But the other forever is applied to his love, his steadfast love, for those who serve him.
另外这个永远也用在神的爱，就是他那个持久不变的爱。
And it was given.Actually, to David's descendants.
这个爱他赐给了大卫的后裔。
Let's read especially chapter verse 14 and 15.
我们来读一下，特别读一下十四节，十五。
I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with a rod of man, with floggings inflicted by man. But my love, that's loving kindness, will never be taken away from him.As I took it away from Saul, whom I removed before him, your house and your kingdom will endure forever before you. Your throne will be established forever.
十四节说：“我要做他的父亲，他要做我的儿子。如果他犯了罪，我必用人的杖、世人的鞭子来惩治他。但我的慈爱却不会像离开从你面前被废的扫罗那样离开他。你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的王位。”必永远稳固。
In the text in the scripture, normally we do have its immediate context. What does it apply, or what is the meaning of the text?
所以我们要想知道这个意思，我们就要看上下文，到底上下文在指什么呢
？And its immediate application or interpretation should be the Davidic kingdom.
当然，我们知道是指大卫的那个王朝。
God bless his children or David's children.
神祝福大卫的后裔。
But the word, I will be your God and he will be my son, has been given even earlier.
然而这个你我要做你的父亲，你要做我的儿子呢，这个已经老早以前已经说了。
Even in the book of Exodus.
在出埃及记的时候已经提到。
And God surely would be the father of Israelite kingdom.
神就做那个以色列人的父亲。
But right now it is given to David and his descendants.
现在就赐给大卫和他的后裔。
But notice right here, the Lord's steadfast love or his loving kindness will endure forever, will last long.
这边提到神的慈爱永远长存，是持久的。
Unlike what is given to Saul.
这个也曾经给把这样的爱赐给扫罗。
In 1 and 2 Samuel, it makes a very big comparison between David and Saul.
在撒母耳记上和下呢，这里面有一个很强烈的对比，就是扫罗跟大卫之间的对比。
Saul is someone whom the people wanted to be their king.
本来人们是愿意拥戴扫罗为王。
And David is someone that God anointed him as king.
然而大卫却是上帝所高立的王。
Whenever a prophet comes to Saul for some mistake he did, he would blame others.
每当那个先知指责扫罗所犯的过错的时候，他总是把过错推给别人。
And when Nathan approached David, David said, I sin against God.
当拿单去面对去指责大卫的罪的时候，大卫就说我得罪了上帝。
Saul relied on himself when he meets some challenges.
当扫罗面对挑战的时候，他总是依靠自己。
David, on the other hand, he trusted the Lord, he inquired from God, he asked, and he waited upon God.
大卫却信靠上帝，他问询上帝，他也等候上帝。
You can see David's walk with God; he abides with God.
我们可以看到大卫是与主与上帝同行的。
So you can see why this covenant was given to David and his descendants.
所以我们可以知道为什么这个约是赐给大卫和他的后裔。
And in this particular chapter, it actually the Lord said, "I will really." Discipline your children.
这边在这一章，上帝也提到我会教训你的后裔。
This means that some of the descendants would be good.
这暗示有一些后裔是好的。
And some of them would be bad.
有一些后裔会是坏的。
Brother and sister, how I wish that every servant, every student who come to BSOP is a saint.
弟兄姊妹，我们多么盼望每一个到飞升来的弟兄或姊妹都是圣徒。
But as you know, as we turn off the light in the evening,
但是当我们晚上把灯关掉之后，
you will see some thorns or horns coming up in your room.
你就会看到你的房间里面有一些刺，有一些角出来了。
And why is it?
为什么会这样呢？
Because we are sinners saved by grace.
因为我们是因恩典而蒙得救的罪人。
God will start disciplining his disciplining or punishment comes from God's family.
所以神也会教训，也会惩治他的家庭。
Brother and sister, God has a higher standard, especially for the servants of God.
弟兄姊妹们，上帝对他的仆人有更高的要求。
But the purpose of disciplining is in order to restore him into fellowship with us.
然而管教就是要恢复我们与他的那个团契或者关系。
Brother and sister, we do not discipline just for discipline's sake.
弟兄姊妹，我们并不是为了管教而管教。
And look at what God did. My love, my steadfast love will not leave this family.
你看上帝说我持久不变的慈爱永远不会离开他的家。
If you want to compare this 2 Samuel or Davidic covenant with what he has given to Abraham,
当你像那个来比较那个上帝给大卫的这个约跟上帝与给亚伯拉罕的约的比
较一下的时候 covenant is really unconditional.
你会看到神的约是没有条件的。
The same name that was given to Abraham is given also to David.
所以同样赐给亚伯拉罕的也赐给了大卫。
And God's presence that has been experienced in the book of Genesis is also given to David and his descendants.
上帝在创世纪的那个祝福呢，也赐给了大卫和他的后裔。
And right here, the word rest, R-E-S-T, is repeated several times, even in this chapter.
这边也提到了安息这个好几次。
But I want to move on to what it is really applicable to all of us.
但是我想看一看到底跟我们有什么相关。
If you are not convinced that these blessings can be applicable to you,
如果你不太确定这些祝福与你有关，
allow me to show you some verses in the scripture.
让我来让你我想让你看几节经文。
Please turn with me to Isaiah 55 verse 3.
我们来看一下以赛亚55章第三节。
刘平，请你读一下吗？
以赛亚书五十五章第三节，你们要到我这里来，侧耳听我的话，就必得到生命。我要跟你们立永久的约，将应许给大卫的可靠恩福赐给你们。
55 verse 3, the NIV mentioned right here. I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David.Faithful love, that's the hasdo or hasdei, plural of this chesed, is given to all of us who seek him and serve him.
这个可靠的恩福赐给了所有侍奉上帝的人。
Brother and sister, if you look through the commentary, it will tell you that this verse is really democratized, meaning it not only is given to David and his descendants, but to all of us.
我们看，其实这个祝福不只是给大卫和他的后裔，而是赐给我们所有的人。
And this, I would like to go one step further and said the key hasdo leolam, his love endures forever, is now applicable, especially to those who serve him.
我想再进一步指出，他的慈爱是特别给那些侍奉他的人。
It is really a statement that.Comes back to 2 Samuel 7.
这也是在撒母耳记下第七章所说的。
And that word loving kindness or chesed or hasdo, his loving kindness refers or is a short abbreviation of Davidic covenant.
这个慈爱其实就是一个那个神的大卫跟大卫立约的一个缩小版。
God will continue to show his love to every one of us, especially those who serve him.
上帝会继续不断地 向那些侍奉他的人，特别是那些他的仆人施慈爱。
How do we apply this text to us?
我们如何来把这些原则运用在我们自己身上呢？
First of all, for those who want to build God's or involve in God's house, by it, God will first build our house or bless our house.
首先，对于我们这些想建造上帝殿的人呢，上帝会首先建立我们的家室。
And right here, it is not David who received many of the blessings. It's David is not only is the one who wants to had that motivation, but God in turn blessed David and his dynasty or his descendants.
大卫的动机并不是要求祝福，然而神却给赐他大福，赐给他的后裔。
And so, if we want to build God's house by serving Him or by it.God surely will bless our house.
如果我们侍奉神是要建立神的殿宇，神一定会祝福我们的家室。
That house could be material.
这个也许是物质方面的祝福。
It could be other blessings.
也可能是其他的祝福。
I taught this 2 Samuel 7 one time in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
我在那个吉隆坡曾经讲过第七章这篇道。
And I teach some students, and among my students are some of the very important pastors now serving in Kuala Lumpur or in Malaysia.
我教的那群学生当中有很重要的一些牧师，他们在吉隆坡服事。
And another time, or 8 years later, I touch on 2 Samuel 7 again.
八年之后，我又开始讲那个第七章。
I was just pointing by building God's or involving in God's house, God surely will bless our house.
我提到，当我们建造神的殿宇的时候，神一定会祝福、赐福我们的家室。
Among them is one student who gave me or shared some testimony to me.
当中有学生就跟我分享了一些他的见证。
And she said, "Well, I have heard this twice already."
她说我已经两次听过这篇信息了。
But the first time when I hear these blessings, I doubt it.
但我第一次听的时候，我心里面充满一些怀疑。
But I nevertheless pray to God.
然而我就是向神祷告。
Lord, if you indeed bless me just like you blessed David,
他说神啊，如果你真的像祝福大卫一样祝福我，
I need a house.
我真的需要一个家。
What she meant is really a building or apartment or something that she can own.
她指的是一个公寓房或者一座房子，能够住的。
Do you know God really bless her?
你知道神真的赐福她。
I'm not trying to stress that God will bless you automatically with material blessings.
我不想强调神会给你物质的赐福。
But seek ye first the kingdom, many blessings will be given to you.
但是要先求他的国，很多的祝福会随之而来。
Serve him and his house, and the Lord surely will bless us.
我们在他的殿里面服侍，神一定会赐福我们。
And some of us may never have many material blessings.
我们当中可能有些人永远得不到一些物质的祝福。
But we receive many different types of other blessings.
但是我们接受很多其他其他种的祝福。
While others could not sleep, you could sleep well and snore well.
当其他人无法入眠的时候，你却酣睡。
And as someone are thinking about their problems because they have so much money, you don't even need to think, what would I deal with all my money?
有些人因为钱多呢而充满了烦恼，你却没有这样的烦恼。
This year especially, because of some students who had money, and some student who doesn't have money, we have problems.
今年我尤其我们有些学生呢，他们有钱，有些学生没有钱，所以我们就有问题。
And well, if you have money, would that be a blessing or is that a curse from God?
如果你有钱，是神的祝福呢，还是神的咒诅呢
？But brother and sister, God's steadfast love or His hesed will never leave those who serve Him.
但是弟兄姊妹们，神那不变的慈爱永远不会离开侍奉他的人。
And this word, loving kindness.Is repeated in many occasions throughout the scriptures.
这个慈爱在不同的场景，在整卷圣经里面常常出现。
In Psalms 89, the descendants of David are asking, "Lord, where is your love, or where is your loving kindness?"
诗篇八十九篇，那个大卫的后裔在问神啊，你的赐福在哪里呢
？But this time they receive many punishment.
在那个时候，他们接受了很多的惩罚。
And lamentation, the prophet Jeremiah is asking God, Lord, if not for your loving kindness, we shall perish.
耶利米也说：“若不神呐、啊，若不是你的慈爱，我们老早就消亡了。”
But in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23, he mentioned his loving kindness will be forever. They are new every morning.
但是在耶利米书也提到他的第三章二十三节说他的慈爱永远长存。
And that love is renewed every single morning.
他的慈爱每早晨都是新的。
For those who are serving him, God's love will be with us forever.
对于我们这些侍奉他的人，他的慈爱会永远与我们同在。
Sometimes that love is really a transforming love that transforms our life or our perspective.In his kingdom.
有的时候他的慈爱是一种改变人的慈爱，可以改变我们的生命。
But at times his love, just like what is given in 2 Samuel 7, is really a disciplining love, molding us, disciplining us into someone like him.
有的时候他的慈爱可能就像第七章所讲的是管教的慈爱，要塑造我们成为更像他的人。
And if you need this, you should tell God, Lord, I need this disciplining love.
你也可以向神求说主神啊我需要这样管教的爱。
You should renew your walk with God.
我们需要更新我们与神的同行。
But this love is given to us daily.
但是这种爱呢是每天都赐给我们的。
And I especially would like to go back to lamentation that love is given every single new day.
我特别想回到那个在那个耶利米哀歌里面提到那个慈爱是每天都赐给我们的。
Jeremiah is trying to tell us that, well, we do have problems with Jerusalem and the people.
耶利米是在讲，的确我们在耶路撒冷还有这些百姓当中有很多的问题。
But your mercies or your love, that word is really chesed, your love is new every morning.
然而你的慈爱每早晨都是新的。
Great is thy faithfulness.
你的慈信是何广大。
Why would he use this love every morning?
为什么他的赛每一早晨都是新的呢？
Jeremiah, just like you and I, read his Bible.
耶利米像你我一样读圣经。
So he know that the Israelites had gone to exile.
我们知道他们当时在流亡。
And just like in Old Testament, when they are roaming in the wilderness.
就像在旧约，当他们在旷野里面徘徊的时候
，When Moses was bringing them, and the Lord gave them manna every morning.
神就赐给他们每天赐给他们玛拿。
And so he claimed that promises and applied to his context, and said his love are new every morning.
所以他说，他就在那个场景里面，他就引用这样的隐喻，说神的慈爱每早晨是新的。
Remember in the wilderness or the wandering time, they could not store that.Manna, they have to come and pick it up every morning.
他们在旷野流浪的时候，他们没有办法存那些玛拿，每天必须去捡。
And Jeremiah is telling us, or in reminding us, God's love or His loving kindness are new every morning.
耶利米提醒我们，他的慈爱每早晨都是新的。
We are in our third week of our education.
我们在我们的教育第三周的这个教育课程了。
Some of you may still be quite relaxing in your work.
你们当中可能有些人还是很轻松的来做你的作业。
Some of us may be burdened with so many tasks ahead of us.
有些人可能是非常很多的重担。
How we wish the world will stop right now. 地球会停下来。
我们多么盼望这个地球现在能停下来。
How we wish that we have 26 hours or 48 hours.
我们多么希望我们能够有24个小时或者48个小时。
But let us claim his promises given to David and also to all of us.
我们要支取神赐给大卫还有赐给我们每个人的这样应许。
Brothers and sisters, those who serve God, the Lord cares for us.
弟兄姊妹们，那些侍奉神的人，神会照看。
Even if you make a mistake, he is still up there watching over us.
即使你犯了错误，他也在那里在看顾着。
Let us learn from David.
我们要从大卫学习功课。
Let us claim the promises from 2 Samuel 7.
让我们支取撒母耳记下第七章的应许。
God's faithfulness will be with all of us.
神的慈爱是给我们每一个人的。
We may not have all the material blessings.
我们可能没有物质的祝福。
But we have many other blessings from Him.
但是我们有很多神赐给我们很多其他的祝福。
Do not try to compare with others.
不要试着跟别人比较。
How come my friend's computer is better than mine?
为什么我的朋友彼得比我强？
How come someone is using iPhone 4 and I'm still using an oldNokia phone.
为什么有的人已经用那个 iPhone 那个 iPhone 四了，我还在用这个老的诺基亚
？Brother and sister, let us not compare. Try not to compare with others.
弟兄姊妹们，不要与人比较。
God's love endures forever for those who are serving Him.
神的慈爱向着那些侍奉他的人永远长存。
If we want to build God's houses, God's buy it.
如果我们要建造神的那个殿。
The Lord will first build our house.
神会首先建造我们的家。
God knows our problem.
神知道我们的问题。
God knows our challenges.
神知道我们的挑战。
And one basic principle or internal principle, His love endures forever.
有一个永远不变的原则，就是他的慈爱永远长存。
Ki hasdo leolam, His loving kindness endures forever.
他的慈爱永远长存。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, as we come before you, we have many desires to serve you. We all receive call from you and wanting to enter that vineyard serving you. But Lord, at times we are facing difficult challenges. At times we are facing different ridicules from our friends and family. But Lord, we want to thank you because your love endures forever. All of us have a desire to serve you. May you allow us not only to see what you have blessed others, but we want to experience that blessings that come to us and our family. Lord, we want to claim these promises. They are new every morning. May you continue to speak with us and walk with us. Allow us to experience your love, experience your faithfulness. 主耶稣，我们来到你面前，我们每一个人都有主的呼召，愿意来跟随你。我们背着我们的十字架，愿意跟随我们的主。我们谢谢你，因为凡求国，他的国与他的义，这些都要加给我们。你已经赐给很多属于追求你国度的人，但是我们从撒母耳记下，我们同样也要向你呼求，主啊，求你让我们更加可以明白你的慈爱永远长存，尤其是这些服侍你的人。你既然愿意赐给大卫与他的一家，我们相信你也愿意赐给我们与我们的家。让我们正像约书亚说，至于我与我家，我们必定侍奉你。愿主让我们享受你的恩典，奉主耶稣祈求感谢，阿门。